Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, as we welcome you once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. Beloved, know your authority as a believer. Too many people are living without knowing their authority, living in poverty, living in sin, living in defeat, people getting divorced, their children on drugs, people are worshiping a cult. Satan has been defeated by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has done his part to deliver us. So, beloved, we must do our part. Join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. If you're living in the New York area, we welcome you to fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. But once again, we welcome you to another night of biblical teachings. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Raise your voice.
bless the name of the Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight, beloved, is Satan's strategies today. And we'll take a look at his plans for humanity and what is happening today. 2,000 years later, we see people living without knowing the name of Jesus Christ. People living in poverty, people living in sin, people living in defeat, people getting divorced, people with their children on drugs, people worshiping in the occult. Why is Satan still acting like he is the God of this world? He has been defeated by Jesus Christ and brought to a place of no power. Jesus Christ has done his part, and he did his part to deliver us. Have we done our part, or are we doing our part with our power, our dominion, and our authority that was given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Let me point out to you tonight, beloved, that Satan's strategy is to steal, kill, and destroy, assign spirits of infirmity to press, perplex, and persecute us. Our defense against all those attacks is to know the strategy of your enemy and be reminded that your enemy was destroyed by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ destroyed the devil's power. Jesus Christ defeated him. Through all the ages, Satan's intent has not changed, beloved. John chapter 10, verse 10, A clause, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. The devil hates us so much that he has given orders through the ranks of his demonic army to steal, kill, and destroy. Assignments are being issued to rob us of necessities for our lives and ministries. Orders have been issued to kill us through spirits of infirmity, murder, and suicide. Tragic accidents are to be attempted on our lives. The devil has issued his decree. Whatever it takes, they must be destroyed. Whatever it takes, we the Christians must be destroyed. If demons are unable to kill us, perhaps they can report that they have slowed us down or stopped us from fulfilling our God-given ministries. Satan attempts to steal our health by using demon spirits of infirmities. Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. John chapter 5, verse 5 says, "Now a certain man was there who had infirmity 38 years. The Apostle Paul describes Satan's attack on his life and ministry. It is encouraging to see that all of Satan's attempts fail to stop Paul's ministry for the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed." Beloved, Satan attacks all that is good and positive in our lives. He attacks our marriages. He attacks our children. He attacks our families. He attacks our friends, our ministry, our health, our joy, and our peace. Men and women perish for lack of knowledge. If they are going to stop Satan from his goal of stealing, killing, and destroying, they must know the enemy and his strategy. Satan brings death. God brings life. Satan brings hate. God brings love. Beloved, Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10 says, "But as now being revealed by the appealing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Jesus Christ has destroyed the devil and freed us from the fear of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, "In so much then, as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." My beloved saints in Christ, Satan has no right to hold us in slavery. We, through faith in Jesus Christ, have been redeemed from the bondage of slavery to Satan and his kingdom. When Satan or his demons come to steal, kill, and destroy, they must not find us vulnerable, unprotected, or defenseless. Instead, through a knowledge of God's word, we must be found covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. We must stand firm with our shield of faith. We must boldly and fearlessly speak God's word along with the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 54 verse 17a clause says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, beloved. No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Beloved, if we do not have the word in our minds and our spirits, we defeat Satan and his followers with the word. Jesus Christ wants us to have abundance in all walks of our lives, beloved. If we do not have this, we have been robbed by Satan. We must know who we are in Christ to realize that we have already won the war. And let us take a look at parables of farmer, a revelation for victory. The parable of Mark chapter 4, verses 3 and 8 says, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened, as he sowed, that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately It sprang up because it had no depth or hearth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, and produced, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Jesus explained parable, Mark chapter 4, verses 14 to 20. The sower sowed the seed, or sowed the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it became unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Many have understood this parable to refer to the seed of salvation being sown and the different results of evangelism, and this is true. However, Jesus Christ said he was talking about the Word of God. Jesus Christ thought that when we receive a new understanding of God's word, Satan would come immediately to steal it from us. This could be God's word as it applies to any era of our lives. How many times, beloved, have you heard people say that after a close time with the Lord, the trials always come? After a wonderful conference or seminar, everything seems to fall apart. Jesus said this is Satan coming to steal the word. When the word is sown, there are three things that can happen. Satan may steal the word immediately if we become offended when Satan brings tribulation and persecution. The word may be strangled by the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, or by sinful desires. The word can be allowed to take root and spring up. Jesus Christ warned them that tribulation and persecution would arise for the word's sake. Mark chapter 4, verse 17 says, "And they who have no root themselves, and so endure only for a time, afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble." I'm sorry. Beloved, Satan knows that if the revelation of God's word is allowed to remain in our hearts, by that same word, he can be defeated. While he has many plans and strategies to bring defeat into our lives, his top priority is always to rob us of the revelation of the Word of God. Jesus Christ said Satan always comes when they hear. Mark chapter 4, verse 15 says, "And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. When Jesus Christ finished teaching, he and the disciples went out in the boat. Soon Jesus was asleep in the back. Then Satan came with the worries of this life. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41 says, On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us cross over the other side. Now when they had left the multitude along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Beloved, the storm which came up was one of the tribulations or persecutions Jesus Christ had said Satan would bring as soon as the word was sown. Notice the disciples' reaction. They were offended. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? They were offended because Jesus Christ was sleeping and not afraid as they were. And they accuse him of not caring. When Satan brings tribulations and persecution against us, in an attempt to rob us of the word of God, we have a choice, beloved. We can thank the Lord for warning us so that we are not ignorant of Satan's scheme and then rebuke him. We can become offended, lose our joy, and thereby allow Satan to rob from us the revelation of God's word, which has been sown in our hearts. How often, when the tribulation and persecution come, have we begun to cry out and blame God? Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? God, don't you care my children are going astray? God, don't you care the sickness has come against my life? God, pay my bills. When we allow ourselves to become offended and blame God for the storms in our life, we are allowing Satan to rob us of the precious seed of God's word, beloved. A positive action of faith is necessary if we are going to keep the seed of the word in our hearts and expect a great harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown. Mark chapter 4, verse 40. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Instead of becoming offended, beloved, when the storms of life come against our boat, we must stand up against the devil and boldly speak the word of faith. Mark chapter 4, verse 39 says, Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Even though Satan is a defeated foe, He will not, or he will do everything to keep us from walking in our God-given authority. We must be alert, beloved. We must be on guard and ready to overcome every attack against our lives and ministry. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." By faith, beloved, we are to put on God's armor so that we can stand against the devil's scheme. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." When we do this, beloved, we will find ourselves standing up to the devil in the middle of the storm. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Beloved, Jesus Christ's work is complete. He has already defeated the devil and his demons. On earth, he has created men and women to walk in authority. He has restored our authority. And now we must rise up and demonstrate that the devil is a defeated foe. We must, beloved, forcibly advance the kingdom of God on this earth without compromise. And we want to thank the Lord once again as we continue on this journey and the end of this lesson for tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to you. I encourage you to write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I would like to extend an invitation to you to join us on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen to our teaching, The Church and Authority. And we want to thank God once again as we continue to praise him in prayer and songs tonight.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. We give you all, we give you all, we give you all, we give you all.
Bless the name of the Lord, beloved. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God, the God of love. I would like to share with you an excerpt from a book written by John Eckhart, the Apostle. Our source of power is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We build ourselves up in faith when we confess the Word of God. We experience greater confidence when we understand the Word and walk in revelation. Prayer plugs us into the power source. Prayer connects us to God and allows His power to flow to us in any situation. Salvation is the basis for warfare. The new birth is a necessity. A believer also needs the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Are you born again, beloved? Do you know beyond a doubt that you are saved? Believers must live holy lives that are submitted to the Holy Spirit. We are commanded to walk in the Spirit. This will assure us of continual victory and breakthrough for others. We can revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Jesus Christ cast out devils through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the source of His power and His wisdom. Be reminded, beloved, that your source of power is in the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So build yourself up as we praise God. Thank you. of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Thanks tonight that we can come to you over the airwaves to share the word of God. We pray that it was a blessing to you and we encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. God bless you and good night. God love you and so do I.